It's been another terrifying night for the residents of Gaza City, hoping they'll survive an even greater escalation of the assault by the Israeli military. Their troops have moved the deepest yet into Gaza City suburbs. They've been backed by artillery and attack helicopters. Loud explosions have rattled Gaza City for hours, and areas have been shrouded by heavy plumes of smoke. So far, 919 people have died in the conflict, but the toll is expected to rise after tonight's fighting. Now, the heaviest battles are happening in Tal al-Hawa in southern Gaza City. There are also battles being reported in Beit Lahia to the north and east of Khan Yunis in the south. Let's speak to someone who's living through this bombardment. We're joined on the phone by Heba. She only wants us to introduce her by her first name. She's a mother of two young children and a resident of Gaza. Heba, I understand that you live near the coast and you've been hearing very intense bombardment from the sea. Can you tell us what it's been happening, what it's been like?
Yes, actually tonight was one of the toughest nights since the, you know, the attack on Gaza. We've been hearing different sounds. Some I can't basically distinguish, but some of them appear as if coming from ships in the sea, and these are the loudest that I can hear because I sort of live nearby the sea, and some of them from the helicopters, air shelling, and also there is, I think there is also some tank shelling or tank bombing into different places. But the thing is that these sounds did not stop through the whole night. And they've been close, they've been far, and there were a couple of missiles that hit a hotel. That's, I think it's a hotel or something near the sea that's been very loud. So yes, it's been a difficult night.
Yeah, it must have been very difficult as well with coping with two young children that I know you have. Heba, what's it been like for them? How can you settle them down through this terrifying experience?
It's the most difficult thing in the world, you know, because I keep looking at them, you know, sound sleeping, and thinking that this is not fair. They woke up like 100 times through the night, and I had to put them back to sleep, to comfort them, to tell them it's okay. Well, they know, because they're not basically stupid. They know that it's not okay and that it's dangerous, and they can sense that I am afraid and that their father is afraid, and that we're trying to make up excuses. And I thought of taking them to another room, the kitchen basically, in my apartment. Then I thought that, you know, the sound was all the same in the kitchen and in the bedroom. So it's better to keep them sort of, you know, because it's very cold. We don't have any heating sources in the apartment, to keep them wrapped in their blankets. So it's a horrifying experience for them and for us as adults. And every single minute that passes by, I think that this is going to be it for us. We are going to be next on the list, because the odds are equal for all Gaza residents. And you have to know that. There is nobody who's sort of more secure or who's more safe. Everybody can get hurt.
It's like your fate every night. You have to leave it to fate, leave it to God. Can you tell us, though, if there is a sense tonight that the Israeli forces are getting closer into populated residential areas? Because in Gaza City, we're hearing that actual soldiers on the ground are fighting resistance fighters on the ground.
Yes, this is what we've been hearing. I think there is sort of a mutual, you know, exchange of fire between both, because you can hear, you can distinguish that there is sort of a fight on the ground. And as we've been hearing on the radio, Tal al-Hawa is basically, Tal al-Hawa is Gaza. You're not anymore on the border or, you know, on you're in Gaza City. Tal al-Hawa is in Gaza City. They became really close to the center of Gaza. And Tal al-Hawa is highly populated, and lots of other places are also highly populated. I don't think that they've been in places that were not populated, if that's what I mean, because all the Gaza Strip is highly populated, from the border areas into the center of Gaza. So, but now, sort of into the city, into the streets of the city. So yes, I sense that they're getting closer, and they're getting, unfortunately, closer to where I live. This is the only thing I can think about.
Good luck for the rest of the night. We'll leave it there for now, Heba. Let you get on. Well, Al Jazeera's Ayman Mohyeddin is one of the only foreign reporters in Gaza City and says he's been hearing the heaviest bombardment since the ground offensive began.
We're in the heart of Gaza City, and for several hours we've been hearing some very intense bombardment consistent with that of artillery and tank shells, as well as some very heavy machine gun fire. And we are getting information that the Israeli military, at least the ground forces, have really advanced for the very first time on the outskirts of Gaza City. While not in Gaza City, we know that they, according to eyewitness accounts that have told Al Jazeera, that they have really pushed in to the very outskirts of the city, including the suburban areas, both on the northern front of the city and on the southern part of the city in the areas of Tal al-Hawa. And we are also getting reports of the Israeli military ground forces moving in near the area of Khuzaa, which is in the southern enclave. You know, keep in mind the Israeli military has split the Gaza Strip into two on the very first day of the ground invasion, and there are reports now near the area of Khan Yunis that there is a limited, or at least an entrance of special forces of some sort near that area. But for several hours from where we are, we've been hearing some very heavy, intense gunfire, and the bombardment has been among the most fierce it has been since the ground operation began more than a week ago.
Dr. Dagfinn Bjorklid is the coordinator for the Norwegian Aid Committee. He's been treating the injured in a Gaza hospital for the past 6 days and described the current situation as grim.
This situation in Shifa Hospital is quite critical from a medical point of view. It is overwhelming how many patients coming in here. We are receiving between 100, 120 and 200 injured every day, and many of them, they are very in a very critical situation while they arrive in the hospital, and many will die even upon arrival.
Of that number, how many would you say are civilians?
Well, from the total number of 910 this evening, 910 killed, 292 are children under 18, and 75 are women. Of the injured, 4,250 in total, 1,597 is children under 18, and 626 is women. What we see, the vast majority of all the injured people we see here, they have wounds caused by explosions and different kind of explosions, rockets and grenades fired from tanks, warships and helicopters and the aircrafts. So it is a lot of heavy traumatic amputations. It is chest and abdominal injuries, and a huge amount of head injuries. And all these patients, they are demand a huge amount of resources.